Welcome to the Cricket 8 podcast. I'm Jared Kimber. I'm here with Rob Barron and Jack Hope. Well, let's start with this, Rob, because I know you love this.
Sure.
Did the Mumbai train run out of steam?
Yes, it did. Did the air come out of the ball? Is a question I will fire straight back at you.
I think the ball got soft. And I think one of the big differences in this game is that MS Dhoni had a harder ball to whack at the end.
That was huge, wasn't it?
And because they replaced the ball and that didn't happen. Having said that, I still think if your opener makes as many as Rohit did, you probably should get home in this chase. But they fell behind in a couple of key ways. So Jack, one of them was the Hardik Pandya promotion. How did you feel about that?
At the time, I think I didn't hate it.
You were wrong.
I was wrong. And now I hate myself and I hate Hardik Pandya and I hate cricket for my own inadequacy, but mainly Hardik Pandya's inadequacy. Why didn't they send him David?
Rohit will get blame, but 100 off 60 balls. I'm just talking about internet here.
Yes, okay.
not real life. Rohit will get the blame. He did tire. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He was exhausted. He couldn't run twos. There were issues there. But if you're chasing 206 and your opener gets 100 off 60 balls, you really, with that batting lineup, they should have made that chase.
Yeah, he was cream crackered, as you say. And some of the runs that he got at the end after the game was sort of over to get himself to the century, they were like junk time, garbage time runs, weren't they? But he did do his job. Like, there's no question about that. If you score half the runs in half the balls, throw in some wides, the rest of the team should be in pretty good shape. They've got 9 wickets to sort it out. As it was, only 3 of them got more than 20, more than 10. So, curtains.
Pathirana, any words on him? I know you were chasing wides today in your betting, but and he didn't give you any of those. How many bad balls did he bowl? 2?
Yeah, he was great today. The good Pathirana is really, really good. If Chennai have got one of those going forward, I'll tell you one thing to look out for as the tournament goes on is what price is he top wicket taker? Not just for each individual game, but for the whole shebang as well, because nobody's kind of emerged from the pack here. Like, Fizz is a false favourite because he's going to go home at some point. I thought Pathirana was different gear today. I'll tell you where that game was won and lost.
Give it to me.
MS Dhoni's magic suitcase of golden Super Bowls. So he managed to get 20 off 4 and Hardik came up the order at the wrong time and got 2 off 6 and that's the game.
Yeah, I think that's very, very fair. And just a word, Jack, on Adube and Gaikwad.
Batting really well. It wasn't the Adube innings that we've seen.
It was weird from him, right? Didn't hit any sixes.
On other occasions.
10-2 in favour of fours for Adube will never happen again.
But he kept the strike rate pretty high. What was it, in the 170s, along with Gaikwad? Yeah, 172, 173. That was enough. It turned out not to be an absolute Wankhede road. And that partnership, it was a big one, ground Mumbai down enough that they had enough runs on the board. And obviously, as Rob said, launching Dhoni at the end helped a good score become a great score. But yeah, CSK, they're quite a good cricket team, Jared.
Mumbai, 2-4.
Yep.
What does your table of justice tell us? Are they going to make the finals?
I can't predict the future.
Yes, you can. That's what the show is about.
And yes, you will.
But it seems unlikely. They'd need a lot of luck. They would need a lot of luck. They'd need to win those kind of 50-50 games where it goes down to the last ball and someone hits a 6. That they would have to be on the right side of all of those. And then they need to flatten a few teams as well to give themselves the net run rate boost. And can I see that happening? Not really. If you're asking about the table of justice, table of justice has Mumbai Indians on 2.58 wins. So they're slightly below where we would expect them to be based on their overall tournament performance, but not by loads. I mean, like less than 0.58 wins below your expectation. They're just not that good.
Not that good. Talking about not that good, let's go to the other game. Lucknow's batting. Not that good, Rob.
Not that good. Pooran didn't quite do a Pooran, which they needed him to do today. Like, his strike rate of 140 wasn't quite enough.
It was fine if they were all batting well, but they weren't.
In isolation, yeah. And they had batting orders are so crucial, as we've just seen in the Chennai game. But in this one, they were crucial as well. And they got it wrong again because they're not giving Bodoni a clear role. And he was brilliant last time. And all of a sudden, he was now 4 and he didn't quite know what to do. And he got 29 off 27. And it's those sort of innings that kill you, 29 off 27, because you're facing a high percentage of the balls and you're only scoring at 107. And that's why they got 160 and not 180, which would have been a much, much more difficult chase. And then they bowled a load of whites. And it was a hilarious game of cricket. Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
Well, let's get on to that. Let's start with Shamar Joseph's over. Could you take me through it ball by ball? How many hours do we have?
Well, not enough is the short answer. I think it started with quite a good ball, and then there was a four, a wide, a no ball, leg by, a bye.
Wasn't it like nine no balls at the end?
I think there was a 10 ball over. There was a dropped catch off a no ball. We had the works, basically. We went through the whole of cricket in one over. It went for 22.
Brilliant.
After all of that. And even though Kolkata were slowed up a little bit, the head start that gave them was pretty critical in them completing a very comfortable win in the end.
We still felt for a long time that Kolkata were with a chance of collapsing, Rob. But
they always are.
Because there was 83 drop catches and missed fields and everything else, it never really mattered. Phil Salt played one of the worst 80s off 12 balls or whatever it was, 89 off 47 balls you'll ever see, just from a percentage of how many times he hit the ball where he was aiming.
Yeah, there needs to be a huge inquiry as to how that partnership was allowed to score 120 runs without a wicket happening, because both of those guys, like, I thought Ia played, if ever you're going to steer a team home with a not out, you don't do it like that. I don't know how that game happened. I will never be able to explain it. I can watch it as many times as I want and I'll never get it. There was 22 extras in that innings. Ia looked rubbish for 38 off 38, and that's the captain's job, is to see your side home and not out with plenty of balls to spare. Like, they did great. You wind that Phil Salt innings back 100 times and there's no possible chance he's not out in any of them.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's one of those, like, that was an unexplainable game of madness, and it was thoroughly enjoyable. But I've not learned a lot from it.
We certainly didn't. We got a lot of bets right today, all the way through. So there was no issue from that point of view, especially the overs in the Kolkata chase that we hit bunches of times. And then what was the other ones that we got a bunch of?
We planned it before the game, and this is something you can do when you're betting, is you think, where am I likely to have an edge on the bookies? And it was Bumrah's overs that we were trying to predict. And we're like, we know Bumrah's bowling right now, so the next over is due lots more. And the bookies weren't on top of the difference between Bumrah overs and not Bumrah overs. And they are two very, very different things. Ask any of the batsmen that play.
Mm.
Bumrah is three runs and over better than everybody else at the death. He's that good. That's how good he is. And so when you're sitting there going, you can back under 11 and a half for Bumrah, you don't need to be bright, but you need to be around at the right time and go, right, I think they're going to get this wrong. They got it wrong. And we just sat there and went, and I think we did seven or eight in a row today. And it wasn't just back overs every time because they're smacking it everywhere. It was you back overs here and then you back unders here and you back overs here. And yeah, we got a lot right in a row, and good for the loyal viewers of Cricket 8.
And just to have a look at, let's have a look at the tournament now. We're getting towards that sort of midpoint period. We're a little bit before the midpoint, but we're early midpoint, the early middle overs, Jack, if you will. I have Rajasthan and Chennai are 4.6 to win the tournament. I have Kolkata at 5. That's the only one I would quibble with. I haven't seen anything from Kolkata that suggests to me that they are almost favourite to win this tournament. And Punjab are currently 130. That seems a little shallow to me.
Table of Justice would say that Kolkata Knight Riders are the second best team in the tournament. However, played Delhi and RCB.
That's where I would adjust your Sunrisers.
And they played Sunrisers in a bonkers game.
Yep. I'm not against them. I just don't think they should be that close to the favourites.
I don't think they're going to win the IPL.
I would find it very hard to believe at this stage that the winner is not going to come out of CSK, who I thought played smart, good cricket all the way against the team that was coming at them very hard today. And Rajasthan as well. Let's have a look at the batters, Rob. What do you think about Kolkata's numbers? Sorry, just before we go. Fives? Bit skinny?
I get it because they're very likely to qualify, but they're not for me because their batting is too collapsy. There's question marks about lots of their batting. And when you've got Narayan and Salt at the top, you're going to have loads of good starts and loads of terrible ones, and you need consistency to win tournaments like the IPL. They might pull off three amazing chases in a row or something.
Yeah.
That can happen, but, you know, three things to happen that are 50-50, 7-1, and I don't want to back them at 5 or whatever it is.
They've got three games coming up. Rajasthan, which we think will be tough. Mm-hmm. I think we all think that'll be a hard one for them to win. Then they play RCB and Punjab. RCB are basically going home already.
Yep.
And Punjab might be going home by the time they play them. I mean, if the results go the way we expect, Kolkata, after 8 games, will have 6 wins. They're going to go to the dance, as yep. they would say in the States. And they might even squeak a top 2. And then that really does change the dynamic and the expectations we can have for them. I think they're really fun. So I'm going to go all in on Kolkata, I think, and you know, buy a purple jersey and maybe a Knight Rider replica car.
I mean, that's the only way to do it, for sure. Let's just have a look at the most runs. So Virat is 2.9, and then the next shortest is Riyam Parag at 6s. I think I'll lay you that.
Yeah.
Shubman Gill at 6.6. Rohit Sharma's at 9s and Sanju Samson's at 10s.
Yeah, so you want to back somebody who you think is going to get to the playoffs from this point, really. Mm-hmm. You don't want, so you can never draw a line through Virat Kohli and say he ain't going to win, but at 2-1 or shorter, he's not for me right now, because they're not getting in the playoffs, and that can cost you, what, 3 games? Mm-hmm. And that can, somebody will score 180 runs in the last 3 games. Somebody will do that. And so Virat needs to have a cushion of at least 100 when him and Bangalore go off and have the exact same plans put in place for the whole year next year and make all the same mistakes and mess it up again. So, they will have even more time to mess it up this year because they ain't going anywhere. Parag isn't winning it. Sanju looks really good to me. Mm. Sanju looks like he's kind of found the formula a bit at number 3, and he's also got Jaiswal and Joss in front of it. It's really hard to win IPL top batsman from any other position than opener, but there's question marks over Butler's fitness. Mm-hmm. We had a competition winner playing for Rajasthan at the top of the order the other day. And Jaiswal isn't being Jaiswal right now. So we think that Sanju's going to get plenty of goes. And if a number 3 is going to win it, it's Sanju. It's not one of the other ones.
Top wicket takers.
Yo.
I've got Jasprit Bumrah at 5s, Chahal at 4s, Rabada at 12. And after today, I think Mitchell Stark came in, although I can't see, not everyone has him. I think Mitchell Stark's around 14s.
Yeah, that's a bad bet, Stark. Although he did get a bit of tail at the last. What you want for Stark top wicket taker is, firstly, you want him to bowl better than he has done so far.
Yep.
However, even bad Mitchell Stark used to get loads of freebies at the end because he's really good at bowling at tail enders. But with the impact sub, you get less tail enders than you used to. You get less people mopping up tails than you used to in IPL. So I quite like Chahal. I liked him before the comp and I like him now. I think the one that's come from today that's sprung up is Patharana, and he can go on streaks.
14th.
Yeah, that's a really good bet because he's only played 3 games. So what most people do here is they go, Chahal's got 11, Bumrah's got 10, Fizz's got 10, Rabada's got 9 somehow. Where's that come from? Khalil's got 9, Curtsey's got 9, and then they go, oh, well, Patharana's only got 8, so he's 14s. He's only bowled 12 overs.
Mm.
And if he's fit and firing for the rest of this,
if he bowls like he did today, he will get the most wickets throughout the rest of the time.
And Chennai are going to qualify, we all think. So you want the extra games as a bowler because the top bowler will get 4 or 5 wickets in the last 3 games. And that's a lot. So Chahal is Rajasthan and he's already got 11 in 6. He looks really good this season. He's left a couple of overs out there. But with Patharana, he's going to bowl all his overs, you'd think. He's backloaded an awful lot. And he's got a lethal Yorker when he gets it right. Mm. And that gets tailenders out and it gets tired batsmen out. And he is on the button. So there's your bet, 14-1 Patharana.
Well, all of those buttons. Thank you very much. That was Rob Barron. You can find him here on Cricket Day every weekend talking about cricket. There's obviously a bunch of other podcasts that he's also on, and he'll be on it a lot more, if we're being honest. I'm also with Jack Hope, who you can find on the Cricket Podcast, and your other podcast is called?
Strike Rate, the Cricket Analytics Podcast.
It's called What He Just Said. I'm Jared Kimber. I'm pretty much everywhere. Just put my name in and something will come up somewhere along the way. Remember to go over to Facebook and chuck us a like over there. Cricket8.com, if you're just listening to the podcast or you're just watching this on YouTube or anywhere else, Cricket8.com has incredible articles. It's definitely worth your time and some from me as well. Not quite at the same quality, but we'll give it a go. And of course, this podcast has two different podcasts going out. We also have Nikesh Raghani and Megha Sinha with podcasts. So we try and do one or two a week and they do one a week as well. So you're getting about two or three episodes on the IPL from five, six, seven different experts at times and Rob talking about the game. So please support Cricket 8. We're obviously still fairly new, but growing at a very rapid rate. We in many ways, we're the Partha Rana of the IPL cricket media coverage in the way that we're going at the moment. Don't know why the camera went to Rob then. It's absolutely pointless. But thank you very much to everyone for following on, and we'll see you again next time.